This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, 20-acre fire at Lanl High Explosives Area. Over the last few months, windows have been rattled from downtown Santa Fe to Espanola by high explosive detonations at Los Alamos National Laboratory, Lanl. It was a topic of discussion during the monthly meeting at the Community Radiation Monitoring Group, which was held on Wednesday, June 11th at Fuller Lodge in Los Alamos. Because of community concerns, the Embudo Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, CCNS, and Honor Our Pueblo Existence wrote a memo to the Department of Energy, LANL, and the New Mexico Environment Department with 24 questions about open-air detonations, open-air burning as a waste disposal practice, prescribed burns, and experiments at the dual-axis radiographic hydrodynamic test facility at LANL. These activities cause a public health concern because radioactive, hazardous, and toxic contaminants can be redistributed into the air and transported away from the LANL site before falling back to the ground. Jay Dahlman, head of the LANL Dynamic and Energetic Materials Division, presented information in response to the questions for almost 2 hours during the morning meeting. Several questions were about the internal controls that the DOE and LANL have in place for determining whether these activities should take place during certain conditions. Dahlman explained that when certain conditions are present, such as high winds and low moisture and potential fuels for a fire, LANL determines that no activities may take place and calls those, quote-unquote, red flag days. Dahlman noted that because of the high winds, LANL had determined that Wednesday was a red flag day. Nevertheless, later that day at approximately 2 p.m., a fire began at a high explosives testing area at Technical Area 39, which is located near Bandelier National Monument. The smoke plume was visible for about 3 hours. LANL's preliminary analysis indicates that the fire began as a result of a failed experiment involving a vessel to contain a detonation. A propellant was used in the experiment that is similar to gunpowder. The propellant escaped through a failed valve and ignited nearby grass on a steep wall of Encho Canyon. The fire burned approximately 20 acres. About 40 firefighters from LANL, the Forest Service, the Park Service, Santa Clara Pueblo, and Los Alamos County responded. 2 Forest Service tankers were used to drop fire retardant. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, and LANL are monitoring the air for radionuclides and other metals released during the fire. However, due to the lack of communication from LANL, the NMED air monitoring did not begin until Thursday. NMED is sampling for radionuclides, including americium, plutonium, strontium, and plutonium, as well as metals such as mercury and beryllium. Recent LANL reports indicate that high explosives have been found in the Encho Canyon Springs, which flow to the Rio Grande. For a recording of the Community Radiation Monitoring Group meeting, please go to the Cultural Energy website. Cultural Energy is a nonprofit organization serving Taos in northern New Mexico, which creates media voices for youth, arts, and activism. The full recording, along with highlights of discussions about the Red Flag Days, is posted at www.culturalenergy.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.